it has become commonplace for the legislature to enact policy and then direct the Texas Supreme Court to enact rules to effectuate that policy. And we're going to see five or six instances of that occurred in the 2019 legislative session that the court had last year to implement rules in response. If you looked at the August preliminary version of at least the discovery and expedited trial rules, they did not get adopted verbatim. There were quite a few changes in the final adaptation in December 23. You have the current version in your appendix. And I went ahead and put the red line in there just so it might be easier for you to see what exactly changed. As you know, many years ago, the legislature decided that our civil justice system was too expensive and too slow. And there is a perception, and it probably is a reality, that some people cannot access our courts realistically because of the cost and the time. And so they directed the court years ago to implement the expedited trial proceedings in cases that were less than $1,000 in controversy, excluding the justice court. And they also directed the court to limit discovery. Well, they've come back now in the last session and raised the ante to $250,000. So the amount of cases that are going to be subject to expedited treatment is huge by comparison, and very limited discovery. So it's going to be interesting to see how this works. At the same time, the court, the legislature increased the subject matter jurisdiction of a couple of courts so that they could hear more proceedings. Justice of the Peace had their amount in controversy increased from 10,000 to 20. Same with the Constitutional County Court. And the default provision for county courts at law now is $250,000. So as you know, the way that works is all county courts at law are subject to the default provision unless their creating statute provides a different jurisdiction. And many do. I understand Dallas County, the county courts at law have concurrent jurisdiction with the district courts. A little asterisk at the bottom of this PowerPoint is another change. That you need to have a 12-person jury in county court at law if it's a county court at law that is exercising jurisdiction in a case with over $250,000 in controversy. Now, these amended rules dealing with expedited trials and dealing with discovery became effective for cases filed on or after January 1 of this year. So, we're going to have different rules governing expedited trials depending upon whether they were filed before this year or on or after January 1. Notice in this third bullet that expedited actions include cases where all claimants, other than a counterclaimant, plead they seek only monetary relief, and that monetary relief does not exceed $250,000, excluding, and this is new, interest, statutory or punitive damages, penalties, attorney's fees, and costs. So the cases that can be subject to expedited proceedings could easily be three or four, even higher cases, higher number of damages by the time you fold in things like attorney's fees in, or a case where you could get punitive damages, for example. The question that arises when we look at this language is, what if you are joined in a suit on or after January 1 of this year, but the suit was on file before January 1 of this year? I assume, I don't think the court meant for one case to be under two separate procedural tracks. So I would assume that the previous version of the rules would govern. The prior statutory provision carved out from expedited trial treatment, family code cases, tax codes, and healthcare liability claims. Those are no longer exempt. Those can be expedited. Justice of the Peace cases do remain exempt. There's a few statutes that provide expressly that they're exempt from the expedited trial process, but not many. One is referenced in the comment to Rule 169 under the Estates Clause. But if you have a statutory claim and you're within this dollar range and monetary relief only, then you should check your statute to see if by any chance you might be exempt, but you're probably not. The rest of law, 169 is largely unchanged. You still have a mandated date by which you need to get trial settings, get your case set for trial. There's a limited amount of time you have to actually try the case. You're governed by level one discovery, limited ADR under this 169. That was not changed. And you're limited to attacking expert testimony of your opponent, except by summary judgment or a trial. So that's a change.